From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we debate whether the media should publish more images of abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. But first, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made a surprise visit to Iraq today where he visited Abu Ghraib. He told journalists it was garbage to suggest the Pentagon had tried to suppress images of abuse at the prison.
As far as I'm concerned, I'd be happy to release them all to the public and to get it behind us. But at the present time, I don't know anyone in the legal shop, in any element of the government, that's recommending that.
Joining me now from Baghdad is NPR's Eric Westervelt. Eric, what is Defense Secretary Rumsfeld doing today?
Well, Madeline, he made a surprise visit to Baghdad under tight security, and he flew to Abu Ghraib prison to tour this notorious site where the abuse of some Iraqis took place, and which was notorious under Saddam Hussein as a center for torture. He said to reporters traveling with him on the flight over, he's not in Iraq to give any kind of inspection. He's here to visit troops. And he said, quote, "If anybody thinks I'm in Iraq to throw water on the fire, they're wrong," referring to any attempts to cover anything up in terms of the prison abuse scandal. But clearly, Madeline, this is the reason for his visit, and it offers the Defense Secretary a chance to send a message to Iraqis that he's taking this scandal seriously, that he's on the ground getting a first-hand look at the prison and meeting with commanders. And along with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, they hope to give a morale boost to some of the 137,000 troops serving in what remains, a dangerous combat zone. Morale has dipped a little among some units, given the fact that some have had their tours extended, and now that these prison abuse photos by a few soldiers has tarnished, the image of the many in the eyes of a lot of Iraqis. So a visit by top officials might help to give soldiers a bit of a lift.
Rumsfeld met with Major General Jeffrey Miller, who runs the prison system in Iraq, and Miller ran Guantanamo. Can you tell us more about him and what he's doing to clean up the prison situation in Iraq?
Well, Major General Miller has implemented several reforms at the prison. I mean, they've done away with 7 to 10 of the more controversial interrogation techniques. In addition, he has now separated the commands for military police, who are responsible for security and detention, and military intelligence, who are responsible for the interrogation. That was controversial before because they were under one joint command. He's now separated that. Human rights groups and others would like to see even more steps, and some Iraqis and some in U.S. Congress have called for the prison to be torn down as a symbol of scandal and a symbol of torture should be done away with, but it doesn't appear that's likely. In fact, I visited fairly recently, and they're continuing construction on a new wing. It's important to note that a lot of these detainees are held outside in canvas tents in a kind of fenced-in courtyard area. It's a security issue as well because the prison comes under fairly regular attack. I mean, they've received mortar fire pretty much at least once a week for the last couple months.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Baghdad. Thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome.